Do you ever feel like clutter is just taking over your home? You have stuff pouring out of your closets. Your bookshelves are just lined with random items and knickknacks. Papers are piled up, clothes piles are toppling over, and even your kitchen utensils just keep getting stuffed into drawers. When there is so much stuff to deal with, it can be super hard to even know where to start. So today, we're going to use a fun little hack on how you can start clearing out that clutter, getting your house to a point where you feel like you can breathe again. And this routine will also only take you 10 minutes, and to boot, it's actually kind of fun. Are you ready to stop the chaos, the stress, the overwhelm that's filling your life? I'm Renee Matt, and together you and I are going to build simple routines that are going to change your life. When you put these habits into practice, you're going to be able to organize your life in a way where you can be there for your family, pay off your debt, save money, your house can stay organized, you don't have to stress about what's for dinner, and you still get time for yourself. So without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the Routine Advantage Podcast. So when we have so much stuff, it can be very overwhelming. We can actually raise our anxiety levels, and it also kind of causes a lack of motivation. So if you resonate with this, I think today's episode is actually really going to help you. If you want to do more of a step-by-step approach, then I do have a recent episode. You can go back to episode 43, and it's called Use This Simple Four-Step Method to Declutter and Organize Any Space. And that one works really well if you want kind of a step-by-step method where you can take that and go through all different areas of your home. But if it's just too overwhelming to even do that process, I want you to focus on today's episode instead because I think you'll have more fun with it. It doesn't feel as daunting, and it works really well to just start getting rid of stuff. So this is a little bit of a different approach. Both methods will work perfectly fine. It just depends on what type of person you are and what you prefer to do. So it's maybe a good time to test and see what it is that you like to do. So this one works really well too if you don't feel like you have a lot of time, or you just don't want the structure, or you're feeling lost, you're feeling overwhelmed, you feel like you're just drowning in clutter and stuff everywhere. This is a good way to do it. And all you have to do is commit to 10 minutes. Now, this 10-minute time frame could be daily, it could be weekly, it could be, you know, every other week, once a month, whatever works for you. Maybe start weekly, and then if you really love it, then bump it up to daily for a little while until you get your house to a place where it feels really good to you, because you want to be comforted in your home. You want to be relaxed and enjoy your space. But when we have so much clutter everywhere, it's really hard to do that sometimes. So today, we are going to talk about 10-minute trash hunts. These are so fun, and I guarantee you, you will actually enjoy decluttering and cleaning way more than you ever have before. The first step that I want you to do is, after you commit to your 10 minutes, designate a donation area. And I've talked about this before, and if you don't know what this is, it's just a spot in your home that is literally all for donations. This could be a box, a bag, a cupboard. It could be anything you want it to be. We have a really old basement, and part of the floor in the corner is actually, I've never seen it. It's like a mound. And you walk down there and you actually, it's all cement. And the whole like back corner is like a hill, and it's all concrete. And you literally have to bend down in order to get up to the corner in one corner of the basement, because it's just this huge mound. And I guess because we live on a hill, it was common with these older houses so that they wouldn't flood and everything. So it was really weird. I've never seen it until we moved into this house, but we have this weird spot. And so our washer and dryer sits in the middle of the basement, like at the bottom of this hill in the basement. So it's this useless space. So we set up a box behind there, and then we're able to use that box for our donation area. So that's what we chose. It's very out of the way, but it still stays nice and neat. And we can just kind of fill it up and make drop-offs when it comes time. So whether you have one of those weird areas in your home where you can use that, maybe it's a space in your garage, whatever it is, designate that your donation area. Make sure that it stays a donation area and people aren't just tossing other things in there and it just gets really messy. Like, mark it off whatever you need to do. We use a box. You could use a big garbage bag. Whatever works best for you, just make sure that that is your designated donation area and your family knows about it. Number two, I want you to mark a drop-off date on your calendar. We're doing this even before we actually get to the decluttering portion because it's really important that we make it less stressful getting rid of the stuff. So sometimes we can look at decluttering everything, but then when we really think about getting rid of it, it almost seems more daunting because then you have to worry about when you're going to do the drop-off, and it can feel overwhelming if you have so much going on, even though it really takes only a couple minutes to drop off. It can be a hurdle sometimes. So before you even start the decluttering process, grab your calendar and plug in a time that works for you to do your drop-off. Now, maybe you're actually going by where you're going to do your donation. Maybe you go by it at one point during your week, whether you're dropping off the kids somewhere, maybe you're going grocery shopping, maybe you have an appointment somewhere. Do it and kind of piggyback onto something that you're already doing to make it easier. And then you can also mark it as a recurring date. So if you consistently have an appointment that you're going to, you know, every month or every couple months, or if your kids are going to somewhere on a certain day, just mark that as your donation day and make it recurring on your calendar so you know when that time comes up, it's just drop-off date. It doesn't feel like as big of a deal. You just know that you just have to grab whatever's in those boxes and in that donation area, throw it into your car, and then go and drop it off at that time. It makes it a lot easier when we can plan ahead because then you feel prepared and you're not like you're just reacting to everything. So once you do that, you pick your day, then you're going to go to step three. And this is where you are going to grab two bags. Now, you can use boxes if you want. I'm just using bags as a reference. One is going to be for trash and one is going to be for donations. And you're going to set your timer for 10 minutes and you are going to work through your house. You can choose if you want to focus on one room at a time or like an area, or if you just want to like be like a flurry through your house, you can do it whatever way you want to, but you're going to pick where you want to go and you are going to challenge yourself to fill the bags before the timer goes off. So like I said, you can focus on one area or room. So maybe it is your bedroom and you just focus on the bedroom and you try and fill the bags. So you just start in one section. And you can go to maybe your closet and just start pulling everything out that is decent for donating. Just throw it in the bag for donations. If you want to just get rid of it completely, throw it in the one for trash, and you just move through your house. Now, if you have a ton of piles and stacks of papers and just like little things that are just bothering you all the time, get rid of it. If there is not a need for it, just get rid of it. If you pick it up and you wonder, should I keep this or not? Really ask yourself, should you keep this? Have you used it? Is it useful? Is it important? Is it special? Like, ask yourself if it's something you actually truly want or if it's just taking up space and making you feel overwhelmed and like you just have too much stuff everywhere. You will find that the more often you do this, the more you want to get rid of. It's actually a really fun process, and you can make it even fun for your family. If you have kids or if your husband wants to go through some things, challenge each other. Set the timer and see who can get the most in the 10 minutes. Make it fun and make it so that it's not a chore to do this, but you're actually excited about getting rid of things and maybe there are things that other people will enjoy. If you haven't used it in a significant amount of time, give it away. Let somebody else have it and make use out of it in their home, because getting it out of your space will just make you feel better. So that is step three, is to make sure you go through, you set your timer, and you run through the house and you just get rid of stuff. And challenge yourself to fill both of those bags. So then you go to step four, and this is where you actually do the process. You get rid of the trash, make sure you take it out, don't leave it in the corner of the room or somewhere, and then put your donation bag in your designated donation spot. Now, if you feel like once it goes in that spot, it's never coming out, again, this is why we put it on the calendar already, so you have it planned. If you don't trust yourself to actually follow through with that, you could just go throw it in the car and run it right away. If you need to do that, absolutely do that. But making sure that you have your spot and then you have it on your calendar of when you're going to do the drop-off makes it a lot more likely that you are going to follow through with that. And if you make this a practice where you keep doing these 10-minute donation hunts or 10-minute trash hunts, these are going to be really helpful for you to consistently do over and over, because it does become kind of a game and it becomes more fun. And you start seeing these piles and this junk just getting out of your house, and it feels so much more refreshing and freeing. And as we're coming into spring, at least here in the US, this is an amazing time to do this because it just feels more refreshed. And I say we're going into spring, it's still March. We live in Minnesota. It's supposed to be like super duper cold, and it's not. For some reason, we have really good weather in Minnesota right now, at least at the time of this recording, and I'm here for it. So we are just enjoying the good weather while we can. But this is something that I would challenge you to do. Even if you don't feel like you have a ton to get rid of, just challenge yourself and see if there is some stuff that you can find that's just taking up space. You can do this in closets. You can just do it around the house. Maybe it's just standing in the middle of the room and just looking around. Are there blankets that you don't use anymore? Are there shoes you need to get rid of? Are there things in your drawers that are just taking up space or preventing you from being able to close it sometimes? Go through and just start getting rid of stuff. It feels so stinking good. So let's do a really quick recap if you need to. Number one is to designate your donation area. Number two is to mark your date of when you're going to do your drop-off on your calendar and make it recurring if you can. Number three is to grab two bags, one for trash, one for donations. Set your timer for 10 minutes and then run through your house. You can focus on one room or area at a time, or you can just go as a flurry through the house and just see what you can find as fast as you can. And then number four is to make sure you actually take the trash out and you put the donation bag either in your designated donation area or throw it into your trunk and get rid of it right away. So that is what you can do if everything just feels overwhelming. This is super, super quick and easy and fun. And I hope you enjoy and start getting rid of all the stuff that you don't want so that you can live a little more peacefully. Did you love that episode or learn something useful? If so, would you do me a huge favor? My goal is to grow this podcast and help as many women as I can break free from the overwhelm so they can truly enjoy their life. The best way for me to do this is for you to leave a 5-star written review on your podcast app and to share this episode with a friend or in your Instagram stories. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you on the next episode. Take care.